Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, but living a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater ripple effect to create the blessing in the lives of others. Guys, I appreciate you allowing me to create that ripple effect for you because that is the topic of the show today. Be sure, if you haven't done so already, so go on our YouTube channel, click subscribe, and then like this episode, especially if it touches your heart, which I hope it does today. Like this episode, share it with others, give them the best Christmas gift ever, which is a ripple effect in your own life and the lives of those around you. Please do so and check that out today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out Secured Investment Corp. .com. That's Secured, SECURED, investmentcorp.com. Hey guys, I want to wish you first a happy holidays. And of course, for those of us, Merry Christmas as well. Happy New Year coming up. I really want to talk about a subject that's important to me. If you're on our email list, and if you haven't done so, go to moneyripples.com, subscribe to our email list. It's great. If you've taken the passive income calculator, you're probably already on our email list, or you've gotten your ebook or anything else. But we've actually been doing kind of this 12 days of Christmas, right? And this one was really important to my heart. I want to make sure I gave you something this season. And I'm not going to go through all the emails and different stuff that we gave in that sequence there for you guys. But I do want to talk about how you can create your own ripple effect. What is that gift of creating a ripple effect? Because this is something I don't want you just to carry through during this holiday season. I want this to be something that affects your life forever. That's something that really blesses the lives around you forever. The whole reason I'm doing this, guys, the whole reason I'm here doing this show is because I want to create a ripple effect of the things that I've learned, the things I've able to just figure out a few things right. I'd be able to share that with you guys so it blesses your lives too. Like I've said so many times before, like I don't need to keep doing this show. I don't need to even have money ripples. That's not the purpose why this is here. Purpose of money ripples is, of course, to give something back. And so I want to talk about that today. And what can you do to give back to others? And it may not just be monetary. Of course, you can do that. There's always that the gift of giving to others, be able to give of money, right? But I think in many cases, giving money is kind of a cop-out. It's the easy way out. Now, granted, some people do need money, and that's perfectly okay. So that's the first gift I'm talking about here among many gifts you can give. Yes, you can give a monetary gift, and that's awesome. But just understand that sometimes the best gifts don't require any monetary exchange. Sometimes the best gifts, in truth, actually have more to do with who you give of yourself. All right. So I want to go through some of these together with you today because I want this ripple effect to keep going strong for you throughout the rest of your life. And I want this to be something that catches fire, something that everybody, I mean, that's ultimately what we want to do here. All right. So the first gift here is the gift of candor, right? Sometimes the best thing you can do, especially for those of you that are, they're willing to be bold, willing to be honest, right? Sometimes the gift of candor can be amazing. Someone who could be bluntly honest. I think of my friend Doug, you know, to give him a special shout out. I mean, he was the one that got me to question what I was doing as a financial advisor. He was the one I trained to be a financial advisor. He left to go do real estate investing. And then when I'm calling him up to wish him happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, as I'm calling to talk to him to see how he's doing, he's like, Chris, my life is amazing. It's great right now. My dad and I have partnered on some real estate deals. We've doubled his income as a professor at this local university. And in my mind, that just did not compute. And maybe for some of you, if you're just joining the show now, maybe that's the case, right? For those that are our VIP clients, that are really our VIP Ripplers, right? I mean, they get it. But for me, I was like, wait a minute, I'm a financial advisor here. There's no way that in a matter of months, he's able to, quote unquote, get out of the rat race, right? He's able to essentially become financially independent. And so we created this little debate between us back and forth about what's better, stocks or real estate. And he finally stopped me and said, Chris, how many of your clients are truly financially free? I'm like, what do you mean? Financially free, where they don't worry about money. Because one thing to just be retired. He's like, but I know there's another thing to be retired and not worry about running out of money. I said, oh, well, if I look at some of the retired people I have that are clients of mine, even ones that I've inherited from decades of financial advisors, from their experience, none of them are. Now, I had to be honest with myself. So at least I gave myself a good gift to be honest. Even though I was a little fired up, my ego had to take a hit. And then he, of course, put the nail in the coffin. He says, well, Chris, how many of you guys as financial advisors are financially free? Not off the commissions you're earning. That's a big key factor, because many of my friends are financial advisors, as good intentioned as they are, they're stuck in that career because they're making tons of money off of the assets under management or commissions or whatever it is. And as I thought about it, I said, well, maybe there's somebody, maybe this one guy is in my office because he seems pretty affluent. But then I was like, well, I can't really say for sure if he is. And I found out later he wasn't. But I remember thinking about guys who've been working there since the late 1970s. And I said, well, none of them, probably none of them. Maybe this one guy is, but I'm not so sure. He says, Chris, that's your problem. And so he was willing to call it as it is. And because I was willing to listen, guys, he changed the course. One of these days, I got to be able to get in contact with Doug again, just to bring him on the show and just get his perspective. But that'd be an awesome gift for me and for you. But I'm kind of curious to see what he's up to nowadays, actually. But I mean, I'll tell you, that was a huge gift for me because he was willing to be brutally honest. He wasn't just like some other people that just to save on creating some conflict. Some people will avoid the conflict and just not get into it with me, right? They just would say, okay, whatever. Good luck, buddy. You're the same old financial advisor that everybody else talks about. Well, that woke me up. That got me to do something different. So definitely a big shout out to Doug there for that. The next gift I'll talk about is the gift of service, right? I'll tell you, when I was going through my roughest times, when I could not afford to give money, I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. I still tithe my money, even though it wasn't a lot of it. I still gave at least 10% to like my local church. I was able to do that. And I did that because that's a true principle of giving, right? It's kind of that expression of faith that I know always comes back. But I didn't have other money other than that. I was out. And so I learned, though, that service is often free. Now, it requires my body, my mind, my spirit, whatever it might be. But serving others often doesn't require any monetary exchange. Giving of our time, I think, is actually harder to do than giving of my money. But it took me going broke to figure that out because I remember being so broke that I couldn't afford to pay the bills. And so I would try to do other things. I wanted to create what was called karmic debt, right? I wanted to create so much karma that it had to come back to me. So I remember at that time I was on welfare, and even my local church, even though I was giving to them, they were also giving back a little bit back to me too, you know, during those hard times. And so I would go and offer to clean the church for free. Really, it wasn't for free because they gave me a lot more than I ever gave back. But I offered to clean the church willfully. I felt like I had to give some sort of value back, of course. But then, you know, if it snowed, I would shovel my neighbor's driveways. I remember one Christmas, I literally shoveled 12 driveways, including my own. Needless to say, I needed the gift that was a back massage. That was the gift I needed after I was done. But it felt so good. It felt so good to give. And sometimes just doing those little unexpected things, those little things for other people just makes a big difference. So how can you show up to serve somebody else? It might just be a listening ear, right? It might just be listening to somebody, just offering some help, some advice, a friendship, or whatever it might be, which actually leads me to my next one, which is the gift of friendship, right? Having that gift of someone who's willing to be that friend, just like Doug was for me, willing to be honest, willing to put you in your place when you need to be put in your place, but also not to judge you. I can't tell you how much more I treasured friendship than when I went through a divorce. When I went through that period of time, you really got to see who your true friends were. Because obviously it's tough for friends because they feel like they have to pick sides. But I was shocked because the people that actually stayed as friends, I didn't always expect that. Now, there were some really good friends, the kind of people you could call up at 2 or 3 a.m. and know that they'll come to help you. Those friends are just priceless, right? They're worth so much in your life. But there was other friends that showed up that I really was surprised about. I was really surprised. And the other friends that I thought would show up that didn't show up. Same thing when I went broke. You know, it's the same thing. It's really interesting to see who shows up to serve and be a friend. How can you also be a friend to somebody else? How can you give of that true friendship? Maybe somebody's been misjudged. I remember I reached out to a friend when I was going through some hard times, feeling I was judged myself. I reached out to a friend. I apologized. I said, listen, I need to apologize to you. You didn't know this, but I judged you pretty harshly. I said it behind your back, but I was pretty much harsh judged. And no, that friend wasn't Dave Ramsey. Okay, guys, it was a different friend. Actually, if you want to know, it was actually Garrett White. It was him and a friend that I've had for years. And I just said, hey, you know what? I misjudged you. It was stupid. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. And he's like, boom. You know, that was basically his response, which if you know Garrett White, that's how he responds to everything. But it was good. It was great to be able to do that. And so anyways, guys, like how can you be a better friend? There's also this, the gift of not just giving, but the gift of not giving. What do I mean by this? The gift of not giving, to essentially serve by not serving. Now, this sounds a little bit weird, but I'm going to give it to you in a form of story. So I had a family member and I was going through some tough financial times, as you've heard me talk about before. So tough that actually I remember there was a time that cold, late November morning. Actually, it wasn't even morning. It was actually after midnight. I set my alarm to wake up at midnight. I went outside. I was so desperate for money. I was rattling my brains of how can I make money while I sleep? I didn't have money to invest, right? I didn't have that ability to create passive income that way. I was like, well, how can I make money while I sleep? And then the answer came to me, make money while people sleep. So what did I do? Set my alarm for midnight. I woke up, went out in that cold November morning, got my gloves on, warm coat. It was actually about 20, 25 degrees. It was super cold, so cold. It was way below freezing. I went out there in the pitch black and I went to the drive-through windows. The drive-through windows, like the ones you see at any fast food restaurant, drive-through windows at banks. And I started looking for change. How people give change, not as much anymore, right? But back in the day, people would give change, they'd drop it on the ground and they just would forget about it. They're like, oh well, I lost it. So I started looking at any drive-through I could find all up and down, probably about a good 10-mile stretch of road, looking for, you know, on this busy road, looking for places to be able to get change. There was one sandwich shop that I banked on, got 75 cents. That was awesome. That was a great find. Some of them, it was so cold and they got driven over so many times that sometimes they were stuck in the tar that was in the concrete of the drive-through. So I'd have to like dig in with my fingernails so that my skin was literally like peeling back from my fingernails. You know that feeling when your fingernails like gets pulled back a little bit and it stings because you got something under that fingernail? That's what I felt. So anyways, I came home at 3 a.m. and I counted my change. I had $4. Guys, it was like Napoleon Dynamite saying, that's like a dollar an hour. Gosh, it really was. In fact, it was a huge lesson to me because I realized, oh my goodness, I could have literally worked at Wendy's making minimum wage and made way more money in 1 hour than I would have if I was just doing what I'd done. And it was a big wake-up call to me. And see, that was the kind of desperate situation I was in, guys. I was literally looking for change. Well, I had a family member. He was affluent. You know, he had a lot of money. He was kind of like the position I'm in. Maybe not quite there like where I am now, but definitely not hurting for money. I remember asking for money. He had already given us some money. And I came back a second time. And he said, Chris, I'm going to do you a favor. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to give you this money. In my mind, I was just like furious. I wasn't trying to show it. I'm like, why? But I was like, what? Come on. You've got money. I don't. Help a brother out, right? He's like, no, I think the best thing for you right now is to solve your own problem. You need this. So I'm not going to help you. I wish you the best, but I'm not going to help you. And I was so mad afterwards because I felt so entitled to that money, which it was so dumb. It wasn't true, but I was just desperate, right? Obviously, it was desperate times. Best thing he could have done was doing that. I had to man up. I had to figure my stuff out. And that gave me resources and tools to allow me to essentially teach you guys what you're learning today, right? Not just about passive income, but even when I talk about the cash flow secrets, like the kind of actually a program that we're launching this month. You know, the cash flow secrets, or what were those things that I learned that I was able to take and apply and get resourceful? That is the kind of gift that I'm telling you, money couldn't buy it. In fact, it didn't, because my brother-in-law refused to give me that money. And that was the best thing he could have done for me. Sometimes the best gift you can give to somebody is to do nothing. It's just wish them the best, offer support, maybe encouraging word, but tell them, you know what? You need this. You need to figure it out. That struggle is what you need. So that's the gift of not helping. Now, along with kind of the gift of friendship, I want to express the thanks of the gift of mentorship, right? Having a good mentor can mean everything, right? That person that is your guide, kind of like my brother-in-law was to me. You know, he was kind of a mentor in a way because he knew what it was like to struggle as an entrepreneur. He had been one himself. He said, you know what, Chris, you need to struggle. You need this. Sometimes mentors do a great job there. They also can help clear roadblocks by helping you avoid some extra pain too. The thing is, my pain would have been extended had he given me money, right? Had he just given me money, then I would just extended the problem longer. I wouldn't have learned the lesson. He let me get that harsh reality, kind of going with that gift of candor, right? That gift of being a mentor is everything. Can you be a mentor to somebody else? Can you offer that guidance? Have you already been there? I mean, this is why we coach people right now, is that we coach the things that we've done ourselves to help people get out of the rat race. And we've seen the light. We've seen how to get there. Now we're just passing along and teaching back to you guys too, right? To have that financial freedom, that time freedom to get your life back. That's the big thing. So having that mentor in your life is critical. All right. The next one, I want to do a big shout out to my team, the gift of a team, having those people around you to help support you. I can tell you this, the team of those that are right now producing this episode that are helping me get this out, the teams that are creating shorts, if you're watching the short here, the team that actually helps us to even launch our website or have our website update and offer help, having a team. I have, you know, guys like Craig Feldemeyer, who's coaching our clients, right? He's offering that help and support. We also have the Wealth Accelerator Academy. We have people like Danielle Hollenbach, who I've had on the show as well, who's also helping as my chief marketing officer, and many other people on my team, Leah, Raphael, you know, all you guys, even other people that are ancillary that are helping outside of it. Parker, you know, he's done a great job in our team as well. And many of you guys that we've contracted that I can't even count, right? Even Video Power, shout out to you guys for doing our YouTube videos. That kind of support, that team is so important, because what I've noticed is that when you have that team around you, and this is coming from a guy who's kind of the lone wolf in a lot of ways. I mean, I was a lone wolf even just a few years ago. Heck, I was doing this podcast. I was producing these all myself up until we started doing video episodes, that which was really 2020. Up until 2019, I was producing all these myself. I had no VA. I had no support really, other than, you know, the occasional here and there, like on the life insurance side. That was it. And that's fine. You know, if you choose that path, there's nothing wrong with it. I enjoyed it. But I can tell you, having a team to support you and surround you and to help remind you what's important. And sometimes they call you on your bull, to be honest, to kind of keep your eyes wide open. A big shout out to my wife, who's the number one team member and mastermind in my life. With her, I mean, if honestly, she calls me on bull all the time, has no fear of that, does not ever want to pander to me at all, ever. But she does hit me where it counts, keeps me humble, keeps me growing. And so a big shout out to having that team around you. Can you be a team member to support somebody else? Do you have a team around you too? Having that gift is really priceless. It really is. Okay, last few here. Gift of talents. The talents that you have, right? We talk about divine genius, like in Wealth Accelerator Academy. How do you use those talents to serve others? This is why I'm here, guys. I love teaching. I love serving. I love helping. And I just happen to figure a few things out in the financial world that I figure I need to share, right? Now, I'll tell you, I didn't always feel that confidence. I wasn't always this able to figure out things financially. I actually wasn't that smart as a financial advisor, but I was smart enough to get out and follow other people's advice that were smarter. And that's been some of my talents, is that I'm often willing to look at and see patterns, right? I see patterns. I see how things work. I can see some things and some things almost ahead of time. I can almost see the future, especially if things are going to be dangerous, and sometimes for opportunities as well. I also love teaching, which is why I'm here doing this. So that passion, that love of teaching, that love to serve others and help and even build a better mousetrap. I always like to try and improve on things and make it better. Just happen to combine all to be here right now, which is why I'm trying to create that ripple effect through you guys, right? Is that ultimate, like taking all my time and my talents and infusing that into the show, into our coaching programs and everything else to ensure that you guys get the absolute best results, that your lives change. This became apparent to me, especially as I started really coaching and finding that. And when I talk about divine genius, is what's that unique combination of strengths, passions, talents, your values and everything else that kind of becomes one. It becomes part of your mission, right? Part of the mission that you have. And I remember when I was working for the previous company I was working with before I did Money Ripples, I helped start the predecessor to Wealth Factory with Garrett Gunderson. And I remember that there were so many people that got benefited. But before that, we struggled, right? During the recession, we almost went out of business. It was rough. Even Garrett White, you know, I mentioned him earlier, he left the business. He went to do his own thing. And it was just Garrett Gunderson and I and a few other people working in that company. And that was it. And I remember all the things I was suffering and struggling with. Well, talking about all these gifts, right? Even the gift of hardships and trials and obstacles in your life, those roadblocks, those are the things that make you stronger. And if you could take those things and use it to serve other people, where my pain became other people's gain, essentially, right? No pain, no gain. Well, my pain is becoming your guys' gain. Well, I started creating a whole cash flow process when I was over there. And so many people, I mean, there was a guy that I remember, we saved him on taxes with partnering up with a good CPA. And next thing you know, he's saving $60,000 a year. That's 60, $60,000 a year. The guy literally cried, right? And on average, those people found about $34,000 or so a year that we're able to free up, doing nothing with passive income, just freeing up cash. Now, flash forward in about 2011, there was a couple I was working with that really impacted me dramatically. In fact, they're the inspiration. They were the people I saw in my mind when I created the name Money Ripples. This couple was out in the central states. He's a chiropractor. He was working his tail off 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, just working to the bone. And then by the time he got to Sunday, he just wasn't available. He really just wasn't. I mean, he was a great father, great husband, and very faith-based man, but he just was exhausted. And so when we started to look at his stuff, especially with their debts and things like that between their practice and personal life, we found out we could do some things and make some maneuvers in their finances that freed up $6,000 a month. What do you do with that first $6,000? Bought a four-wheeler, right? Dave Ramsey would be so pissed, right? He'd be so mad. He's like, you bought a four-wheeler with that $6,000? You should have paid off more debt, or you should have put it in your crappy 401k or mutual funds, right? He would have said something like that. No, they bought a four-wheeler, $6,000 four-wheeler that first month. But the thing that touched me the most was what his wife said. He said, Chris, that four-wheeler was our best investment we could have ever made, because one, with that freed up money, we were able to get him to have, he finally felt like he had permission to stop working so hard. So now he's only working till really 4.5 days a week. Like, he stopped working as much. He even takes off the weekend. He's like, we get our husband back. And what do? We go four-wheeling each weekend. He takes the kids and they go four-wheeling. She's like, Chris, understand, not only did I get my husband back, my kids, they got their father back. They got their father back. That's the ripple effect that I'm here to create, guys. That's why that image in my mind and that ripple effect in his family and what that does for his kids, what that does for the community, and ultimately what that can do, create a ripple effect, that butterfly effect that can go across the worldwide. That's where Money Ripples came from. That was the inspiration behind this. That's why I had to get that name. And it means so much to me. This is what drives me personally to keep giving back. This is why we do this. This is why we don't charge for the show, right? This is why you get this. It's because we want to give it back. And that's the gift of talents. How can you use your talents to bless more lives? How can you use your experiences, even if they're painful ones? Can you use it to help guide and direct other people? Can you be able to be a blessing in their lives? There's so much you can give. Last but definitely not least, I want to give a special thanks of gift of faith, right? Faith is ultimately what helped pull me through these things. That it's almost like even when you're running on empty, you can still run on those fumes of faith, right? That get you through those hard times. So many times it required faith. And I'll tell you, like, for me, faith in God, faith in these principles, that they always work. They always do. And that's why I had to do it twice, guys, just to prove it, to myself. And then secondly, to prove it to you, is that principles work. They are governed. And I want to share this last little thought here for you guys. Okay. This is actually in the Bible, in Matthew 25, and Christ is speaking to the people, and he's given his little analogy, especially talking about, you know, sheep and goats and everything. And then he shares a story. He says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Guys, this is ultimately that this season of giving, right? giving of yourself, not just during the holidays, all year round? How can you be able to serve not just the great, but even those that you may not know that it blesses their lives? That's what we're here to do. This is what it means to be a rippler. If you're not going to be a person of this nature, then great, don't be a rippler. Go do your own thing. Live your own life and your own little self-centered, fun life, right? But I'm here to tell you, if you want to live a rich, wealthy life beyond the money, it's mastering this principle, showing up to give and to serve as a core value that we have here at Money Ripples. And I want that for you too. And I know many of you guys, if you've been listening to the show long enough, you're already that person. You're already a giver. I'm just going to reemphasize, what can be your ripple effect? How many people can you bless? It may only be one. Heck, when I was going through my roughest times, I thought if I can just bless one person's life from the experiences I'm going through, maybe that's worth it. Little would I know that it's already blessed hundreds of thousands of lives. And maybe, who knows, maybe it's been millions of lives and I don't even know it. Whether I know you or not, whether I've been able to meet you face to face or talk to you by email or whatever it has been or not, the same is always true, is that I'm so blessed to be able to serve you today. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous and giving week. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.